Living in the present today, gonna enjoy the Steelers in Ireland. I won't be there, but I think that's the tack I'm gonna take this week. I think it's the right thing to do, regardless of how we feel, because I think most people feel the same way. I honestly get that gist from the reaction to Cabali and I yesterday, from the reaction to my column the other day, that we kind of all know where this season is headed. Well, first of all, maybe we don't. Maybe they'll surprise us. And secondly, why focus on that this week? There are times that are simply to be enjoyed, and this is one of them. 412-928-9370. Also, interested as people text in the early morning party plans for Sunday. There's got to be lots of people who won't go to bed at all, I would imagine. I think that's the right play here. And there have been questions while we're on this topic of why they're waiting, I believe, until Thursday to go over. Jerry Dulac answered that in his chat today. It's an early chat this week over at postgazette.com. Because people were wondering, last time they played in London and got hammered by the Vikings, players said we didn't have time to acclimate. That was a bad idea to go over so late. So everybody was wondering, well, why are they doing it again? Well, come on, Art, what are you doing? And as it turns out, as Jerry said to one of his readers, the Steelers wanted to go over early in the week, but the NFL said no, and they're making each team arrive at the same time. He said, I don't know the exact reason for the change. The Vikings got the home team got there early in 2013. He said, but maybe it is about the competitive advantage. But this wasn't the Steelers' decision to wait again and go over late in the week. So I think that's a non-issue because it's obviously going to be the same for both teams. Let's go to the lines limits before we get to that question of the $12 million man, shall we?
Yes, let's do it. Let's start with Ryan and Elizabeth.
What's up, Ryan?
Hi, Joseph. I'm with you. I listen to you guys every day, and I am that prototypical guy who is just tired of mediocrity, so I can totally relate whenever you're, you know, going on your rants about the 9-8, 10-7 stuff. However, with a name like Ryan, needless to say, I'm pretty excited about this weekend. We're playing in Ireland.
Yeah.
I already got the Guinness, already got the Jameson. We got about 15 people that are coming over for the game, and if you want, Joe, I'll even go get some Jenny Cream Ale. Open invitation. We live right by South Allegheny High School.
Oh.
I talked to you last week or a week before when your daughter was there. You're welcome. You're more than welcome to join us. It's going to be awesome.
I appreciate the invite, and that's the way to do it, Limits, is Jenny Cream.
Now, definitely.
If I still drank, I'd be all over that, the Jenny Cream. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, is you might not like the game from the other day. You might not like the fact that this start has been very uneven, has revealed a lot of cracks in my estimation. They've been favored 3 times. They're 2-1. Even the wins were ugly, and by the skin of their chinny chin chin. Wait, by the skin or the hair of their
the
chinny,
hair of their chinny chin chin.
Yeah. Skin rhymes though. Limits.
Yeah, I think hair is more appropriate.
Yeah. I think it's gonna wind up with the same. But like I said, who cares right now this week? Next.
Here's our guy, Robin West Mifflin.
Have you ever had a Jenny Cream?
No.
You should one day.
I haven't.
Will you do that?
I haven't diversified my palate that much, Joe. I'm a Captain and Coke guy, and that's about it.
What's Donnie?
Icy Light.
Yeah.
Icy Light Mango.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Not surprised. Next.
Hi, Rob. Rob?
What's up, Rob?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm here. Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
You started the show off talking about, let's go get one of these guys, man. The way it's looking, all these quarterbacks, I ain't going to lie, Joe, they all look trash to me, man. The best one, I've been said, was Nussmeier. I mean, then you got Mateer coming up the charge. I watched him a couple weeks in a row. He looks good, but this Arch Manning and this Drew Aller and Lenore Sellers, man.
I know.
We got to stop going off of, like, I had City Limit. He said Arch Manning has the blood in him. That doesn't mean anything, man, at all.
No, I hear you. And I started off the show, Rob, by saying more I wish that in previous years there had been one down year so they could go get their quarterback. But you're right about next year's draft class. It is. The quarterbacks have taken a step back here.
Oh, it's looking bad. I mean, Mateo, I watched him a couple weeks in a row, man. He's very, very athletic, you know. And Nussmeier, he's doing this without any of those big-name guys that came out of LSU. But
what about the kid at Indiana, Mendoza? CBS has him going first overall to the Browns.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, he's nice, man. But the $12 million guy, man, is we talking about Jalen Warren?
No. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about Freiermuth. Has completely disappeared from the offense.
Yeah, I don't know. At one point in that game, Joe, I looked at my wife. I said, you know what? We might be in trouble, man. They had a 17-play drive. And then, like, you know, Jonnu Smith is a big guy. You got to get him with some quick slants and get him moving, because I've seen him take a screen to the house about 80 yards a couple years ago. At one time, I thought Matt Canada was calling plays.
I know there's nothing. There's nothing over the middle of the field. Again, there was that one throw to Jonnu the other day, but let's focus on Freiermuth for a moment. Here's a guy who signed a $48 million contract before last season, I think, worth about $12.1 million annually. Some decent little guaranteed money in there. And where is he? He's on pace for less than 40 catches. 360 yards, zero touchdowns, and he's playing less than he ever has. His snaps are down 13% from last year. He's playing, I think, 56% of the snaps right now, which would be a career low, and he's basically sort of a high-end backup. Jonnu Smith is playing something like 69% of the snaps. He's essentially the starter. Mount Washington's the best blocker of the three. So what is Freiermuth, and where is Freiermuth? He's either not on the field or not being targeted. Why? That's my question. Why? And that was a question I got in the old mailbag today. And as I said, all we can do is look at the obvious clues and come to the conclusion that Arthur Smith simply values Jonnu Smith more. Smith is a Smitty guy. Smitty is a Smitty guy. He hangs with the Smitties, I guess. He's partial to Smitties. But man, that's a story, is that Pat Freiermuth has disappeared. Now, I said at the time, and felt strongly about it, that Freiermuth is an average to slightly above average NFL tight end if he's being used a lot. But I wouldn't have given him that money. Well, that's the reason I wouldn't have given him that money. I feel like you can find other guys who could do what he does for a lot less money. 4 years, $48.4 million. It's about average money. It is. It's average money for a tight end. So in some ways it made sense. But I feel like I could get another average tight end before I have to pay that guy. You know what I mean? And now it makes no sense, because he's barely playing half the game and not getting the ball. So why are you paying him? What's the money for? Limits, any idea?
I don't know, but out of the 54 snaps on offense, he only played 38, and Jonnu Smith played 45.
Now, where'd you get 50-some? Because I have that they ran 19 plays. Or not 19, 49.
This is on what PFF has, 54 plays total for Rodgers.
Maybe some
and
got called back on
line, so
penalty or something.
Yeah,
like
ultimately
there was 49 plays, and he played in something like half of them again.
Yeah, so I think that part of it, they've had Darnell Washington on the field more so than last year. He played right around 20 snaps, roughly, with what this PFF number is.
He's playing 40% of the time, Mount Washington.
Yeah, and I think that that's taking away some snaps from Pat Freiermuth.
Plus, well, don't you think the Jonnu Smith snaps? Because Washington was going to play anyway.
Right.
As a de facto tackle.
Like, obviously, Jonnu Smith
This guy has replaced Pat Freiermuth as their receiving tight end.
I don't understand why they don't put Freiermuth, whether it be in the slot or even on the line, because, I mean, he's a better blocker than Jonnu Smith.
Is he?
I don't think Jonnu Smith is that much of a blocker. He's more of a slot type of receiver. They're both type. Neither of them are great blockers. They're not built like a Mark Andrews or a George Kittle to block in the run game. But I do question, like, their utilization of Freiermuth, and even just over the middle of the field. Why is he not just like a security blanket option 7-8 yards down the field?
That was him when they drafted him. And it turned out in the end to be a very wrong pick. I'm not saying a bad pick in terms of the player they got. But they were in desperate need of a center, and Creed Humphrey was out there. And they made sort of a luxury pick. You don't take a tight end that high when you have needs, especially in the middle of your offense at the premium position of center. And when they did draft him, I thought, all right, here's one of these sort of new age tight ends that is half receiver or mostly receiver. Feature him in the pass game. This guy's going to be, you know, he's going to be catching 80, 90 balls. That hasn't been the case with Pat Freiermuth.
No, and I'm surprised by it, because we hear all this about Arthur Smith. Oh, he loves tight ends. Tight ends are frequent in the Arthur Smith offense. Well, then why has Pat Freiermuth basically gone invisible in the offense? And Jonnu Smith has only caught, what, I think 9 total balls, which is a decent amount, but they're not utilizing the tight ends very often. And Rodgers is spreading the ball around. And like Metcalf only had 3 catches, too.
Yeah, I know. It's tough when you run 49 plays. It is, to get the ball everywhere. And then we haven't even mentioned, what about a number 2 wide receiver? All of that. But the story here is Freiermuth, a guy that you're paying decent money anyway, money you could be using elsewhere if you're not going to use him, or could have used elsewhere if you're simply not using the guy. Where is he? 412-928-9370. Next.
All right, let's go to Anthony in Oakland to chime in.
Hey, Anthony.
Joe, none of this doesn't matter if they don't fix the running game.
Yeah.
Play Caleb Johnson now. You know, I'm old enough to remember Franco didn't start out right away with the Steelers either. They used Fritchie Fuqua and Preston Pearson and Bankston and Rocky Blyer. And then about the 4th game was when Franco stabbed himself. I think it was against Kansas City, and he had like 100 yards, and then the rest was just play the man.
Yeah.
You drafted him that high. Warren can still play a part, but you play the man. When Najee was drafted, they played Najee. You know, and they supplemented Benny Snell with them. But you have to play the man.
Well, Najee was a premium pick, but I hear what you're saying. Listen, the Steelers' run game, and some people think that it took strides. I must be missing something, averaging 2.8 yards a carry. It's never been worse. It's never been worse, and their long run is 13 by Kenneth Gainwell. So Jalen Warren, I like Jalen Warren as sort of a first down maker, third down back. I think we should be legitimately starting to wonder if Jalen Warren is the bell cow type back. Some people think he should be carrying the ball more. I'm with you, at least in concept, Anthony. I mean, I saw Caleb Johnson in the preseason, and my first thought was, oh my God, he's less explosive than Najee, not more explosive. Then I saw the mindless kickoff disaster, and I haven't been impressed with any of his runs except against 8th stringers in the last preseason game. Having said that, they did use a decent pick on him, and all I heard was, oh, this guy fits great in Artie's scheme. He's going to play right away. Well, where the hell is he?
You know what? Here's what I'm being bothered by Artie. When he was with Atlanta, they drafted Bijan Robinson, and he didn't use him. He used Algiers more, and that's what helped to get him kicked out of town. Listen, Artie, we haven't seen his so-called running game since he was with the Titans. When you saw what a running game looks like yesterday, because that running back was with Baltimore. That's who he had. So it's easy when you got a guy like that. But all I know is this. What I saw by Detroit and what I've seen with the top tier teams, the running game establishes everything off of that, and the Steelers are reversing. Get this running game together by hook or crook. It's that simple.
Appreciate the call. And also, to be fair, I'm looking at what year was Bijan Robinson drafted? Limits 2023.
Yeah, I think it was 23.
He did actually have the lion's share of the carries there under Artie. 976 yards, 4 touchdowns, 4.6 yards per attempt. Algier still had a healthy 186 carries, but it was Bijan who took over that year. 2.8 yards a carry? The Steelers' run game? That is just embarrassing. And if that continues, then Anthony's right. We're wasting our breath talking about anything else. Let's take one more call.
All right, let's go to Lee downtown.
Hey, Lee.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I mean, I think Rodgers might be losing confidence in him. You know, he had that long, explosive throw to him, even though it was a penalty. He dropped it. He put it right in a bread basket. He dropped it.
And yeah, that's true.
The last game, he's not making himself, he's not putting himself in a good position to stop in the zone and make yourself open. He gets Rodgers killed, and you see Rodgers yell at him. So, you know, I remember last year in the playoff game, man, he was doing drops. At this point, I believe Freiermuth is probably the in the division. He's probably the last tight end in the division. I mean, at this point, I'm really considering trying to see if I could trade Freiermuth for Chris Olave or the Bears just want. So you're probably not going to be able to get DJ Moore, but I'm trying to give him up for a number two receiver.
In a package, I wouldn't blame you for that thought, and I appreciate the call. I mean, I never felt like Freiermuth, once we got to see him regularly, was, and there were flashes with Ben, there were, that he was any more than an average tight end, really. And I know they only gave him average tight end money, but that's still a pretty fair allocation on your salary cap. I think it's a $12 million salary hit per year, something like that. I thought it could be better used elsewhere, and you can go find another average tight end. Maybe Arthur Smith came in here and said, that's what he is. Let's upgrade the tight end situation. I love Jonnu Smith. Or maybe some of it is Rodgers saying he likes Jonnu Smith better. I don't know. But it's a mystery. Maybe it's not a mystery. Maybe Artie just likes Jonnu better. Pat Freiermuth has disappeared from the Steeler offense, playing less than he ever has in his whole career.